Mr. Ishiguro, have you ever found one of your books at a second-hand bookstore?
Yes, that kind of thing is difficult. If they've got my book there, I think, well, this is an insult. Somebody didn't want to keep my book. But if it's not there, I feel it's an insult too. I think, why aren't people exchanging my book? Why isn't it in this store?
Does being a writer require a thick skin?
Yes. For example, my wife can be very harsh. I began working on my latest book, The Buried Giant, in 2004, but I stopped after I showed my wife a little section. She thought it was rubbish.
Even after you won a Booker Prize?
She's not intimidated at all, and she criticizes me in exactly the same way she did when I was first unpublished and I was starting.
But you would never compromise on your vision.
No, I wouldn't ever compromise on the essential, the ideas, or the themes. This isn't really what my wife is trying to criticize me about. It's always about execution.
So why did you put your book, The Buried Giant, aside for so long? Apparently, you started working on it over 10 years ago.
I've often stopped writing a book and left it for a few years. And by the time I come back to it may have changed. Usually, my imagination has moved on, and I can think of different contexts or a different way to do it.
What does it feel like when you finally finish a book?
It's funny you ask that because I never have this moment when I feel, I've finished. I watch footballers at the end of the match, you know, the whistle goes and they've won or lost. Until then, they've been giving everything they have, and at that moment, they know it's over. It's funny for an author. There's never a finishing whistle.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. How would the man feel if he found his book in a second-hand bookstore? Question 2. What does the man's wife think of his books? Question 3. What does the man do when he engages in writing? Question 4. What does the man want to say by mentioning the football match?